Penguin Random House Audio presents Reagan, An American Journey by Bob Spitz. Read for you by Paul Michael. To Barbara Aikman for her wisdom and generosity, and Becky Aikman for the same, and everything else. If the single man plant himself indomitably on his instincts and there abide, the huge world will come round to him. Ralph Waldo Emerson. If you have a bat in your hand, you have a chance to change the storyline. Reggie Jackson. Prologue. Las Vegas, Nevada, February 15, 1954. Ronald Reagan had lost his way. Identical corridors splayed through the Hotel Last Frontier like spokes on a wheel, and none of them seemed to lead to the Ramona Room. One spoke led off to the Gay 90s bar where the Kirby Stone Four were setting up for their Midnight to Dawn gig. Another cut through the 21 Club Casino, whose rows of ravenous slot machines were clacking away like castanets. The hall to the left emptied into the Carrillo Room, a Tony watering hole for the after-show crowds, and past that to the Chuck Wagon, its wood-paneled pub. A fifth spoke descended to a subterranean passage known to hotel guests as the Marine Room, offering underwater glimpses into the deep end of the pool. The Ramona Room, for all Ronald Reagan knew, might have been located on Mars. He stood at the hub, deciding which way to turn, like a piece on a game board.